In a courtroom packed with hundreds of onlookers, many women ululated as Juba High Court Judge Dwarth Kulang sentenced defendant Babu Emmanuel Lokiri to death by hanging for the murder of the three siblings. Hundreds of others who could not find room inside the courtroom stood outside where loudspeakers were mounted to enable people to follow the proceedings. After about an hour, Judge Kulang called for a short recess, then resumed the session by asking the parents of the deceased children, Edward Andrew Loboka and Gilda Gideon Juma, how they wanted the court to punish Lokiri. Both parents said they wanted him to be executed. A motive for the murders was never identified by the court.
The court has found that the accused person is guilty of charges of murder under Section 206 of the Penal Court Act 2008 and passes the death sentence against the convicted Babu Emmanuel Lokiri as follows. 1. The convict Babu Emmanuel Lokiri should be hanged by the death until he is dead. 2. The case of be sent to the Supreme Court for confirmation after 15 days of appeal.
The children's paternal grandfather, Wilson Sokiri Lokiden, says the family is satisfied with the sentence.
The ruling now today will relieve the people of South Sudan because this is a public concern. And I believe that this thing will happen. It will take place. The whole world is mounted to see what will be the last judgment. And I appreciate that this judgment is done accordingly.
Defense attorney Simon Okeni Satiro says his client will appeal the death sentence as soon as possible. He accused the court of rushing to convict and sentence Babu Emmanuel Lokiri.
We are shocked by the court decision, and you know the time given for this decision to be ready is very short. I don't know why the court rushed to that extent. They came up with the decision in a short time. Most of the result that the court concluded, most of it based on the assumptions. There is nothing tangible.
For example, Satiro says, during his client's trial, the court cited previous crimes allegedly committed by Lokiri, yet he was never tried or convicted of such crimes. Satiro says the court should have introduced into evidence only the cases in which the accused was tried and convicted in order to convict Lokiri in this case. He says the defense will appeal the verdict within the next 14 days as allowed under the law.
We have filed our evidence before the court, and I think the court neglected our evidence. We don't know the reason why behind it, but we'll still insist on the evidence we have at hand so that the Supreme Court will look into it. We are convinced that it's innocent until proven still, because this court is not the final court to hang people.
Reaction to the death sentence among Juba residents was mixed. While some say Babu Emmanuel Lokiri should be executed, others say killing him will not bring back 9-year-old Lydia Edward, 7-year-old Blessing Edward, and their 4-year-old sister, Nura Edward. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.